Hey, this is the Budman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So lots of great stuff to go over this week. And as you can imagine, the number of properties that sold last week are down a little bit. And that's because primarily there were 2 days that no houses were sold last week because of Thanksgiving. Definitely not on Thursday. And a lot of people didn't do anything on Friday. I know the title company we work with was closed on Friday, so there wasn't a lot of activity that happened those 2 days. So the number of homes, instead of it being about 600 that sold last week, it was 410, and condos were 147. So usually the condos are around 200, and like I said, the houses are about 6. So when you're looking at that, you know, it's not that it's down, it's just because there was the holiday and everything. So again, the housing for single family homes that's constant at about $370,000 is the median price. And so that really hasn't changed too much, just is kind of hovering around there. And when you're looking at all the different price points and what's going on there, under $250,000, there were 69 homes that sold in that price point. Between $250,000 and $300,000, there were 51. Between $300,000 and $400,000, there were 124. So that's roughly about 60 for each one of those 50. Between 4 and 500, there were 74. Between 500 and a million, there were 83. And then there were 9 over a million. So looking at really what the differences are in the regards to the asking price and the sale price is where I always think that the rubber meets the road and knowing what's going on there too. And it really helps you that when you're considering and looking at buying a house, you know, really what should you do? When it comes to it, I mean, is there room for you to make a lower offer than what the people are trying to sell the house for? And in most cases, the answer is not. There isn't any room. But in some cases, there are. So this week between 0 and 250, the average price there is 198 that was asking, and the sale price was 193. So they were actually 5,000 under asking. So that's about 2% under asking price. So there was a little bit of room there. Between 250 and 300, they were under asking by $1,800. So less than 1%. And then between 3 and 400, they were actually over asking by $2,000. So again, not a whole lot, you know, less than 0.5% for most cases on that. And then between 4 and 5, they were pretty much right at asking. It was an average of 294 over asking. So right at asking price. And then between 500 and a million, they were 6,000 under asking. And the average price there was 636. So really it was about 1% under asking between 500 and a million. And then over a million, as usual, there were 9 of them like we talked about, and 57,000 under asking. So the average list price was 1.462. The average sale price was 1.4, and 60,000, roughly 57,767. So almost 58,000 under asking. So once you get over a million, there are a lot more properties on the market. And so that allows you to have a little bit more room when it comes to actually being able to do something in getting a little bit off of the price. Now condos, again, the average price there is 236, and the number that sold was 147, like I said. Under 250, there were 79 that sold at that price point. So homes was 69, condos was 79. But as we talked about, homes between 250 and 300 were 51, and it was only 29 between 250 and 300 in condos. Then that big category between 3 and 400, there were 124 houses, but only 25 condos. And then between 4 and 500, there were 8 condos. And then between 500 and a million, there were 6 that sold. So the condos are really on the lower end. And they're not, that doesn't mean that they're a lower end product. It just means that the pricing for them is a little bit less. And sometimes that comes into effect because, you know, you have condo fees and additional homeowners fees and that kind of thing that comes into play. And so, you know, the money is not being paid in the purchase of the property, but it's being paid in the maintenance that's on a monthly basis. So you have to look at everything when you're out there. But again, under 250, they were going 2,700 under asking, about one, a little over 1%. Between 250 and 3, they were 2,000 under asking, so under 1%. Between 3 and 4, they were 6,600 under asking. So in that case, that was, you know, just a little over 1%, probably about 1.5%. Then between 4 and 5, again, 6,000 under asking. So in that price point, you know, you're just getting a little closer to 1%. And then between 500 and 1 million, they actually were 2,000 over asking, is what happened on there. So basically, you know, everything's pretty tight in this market is what's going on. Inventory, new homes, or not new homes, but homes is 2373, and in home and on condos, if I could talk, it would help, is about 848. So basically, again, our inventories are extremely tight as usual. And the interesting thing is when you look at the stats and you see, and I know that a lot of times, and I was curious about this. I'm like, well, are people not putting their house on the market? And the bottom line is that that is absolutely not true, that there's more people putting their house on the market. There's just a lot more people that are looking. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that I was reading about this week that I found very interesting was it was saying that there was a perk from the pandemic that credit scores are reaching an all-time high. And so basically, it's like everybody's been a lot better with their credit as a result of the pandemic. I mean, probably paying more attention to it. In the beginning, obviously not going out, not spending as much money and all of those kinds of things were going on. But basically, since the beginning of the pandemic, the average FICO credit score increased by 8 points to reach 716. And the increase has largely been driven by consumers who had a credit score below 600. So those people are the ones who have increased the most. So basically, if your credit score is between 670 and 739, it's considered to be good. And anything below 580 is considered to be poor. And consumers in that category averaged 581 credit score in April of 2020. And now 1 year later, their scores have climbed to an average of 601. So that's really good. So that really helps that that's going on. And one of the things that they're in process of trying to accomplish is to get where you can, your rentals history can actually go on your credit score on all three bureaus and having that being reported. And if that's being reported, what they're finding is that scores are going up quite a bit just as a result of that. So I thought that was a good thing to know and do and everything like that. And when it comes down to it, basically that they're less than 10% of the renters see their on-time rental payment history reflected in their credit scores. And so if they can make it so that it is reported on your credit score, then that's going to make a huge difference for a lot of people, and it will actually increase your score tremendously. So what a great thing to have happen, right? So if you're out there and renting and you're wondering, you know, how this gets done, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm happy to find out and all of that. Both Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae have programs to help renters build their credit profiles by providing a means for owners or managers of multifamily properties to report that on-time rental income. So that'll be a great thing, you know, for everybody. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we will see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that, you know, we were talking a little bit in the last segment that credit scores are up and they're trying to get a way that all of the rental history can be reported on your credit score and so it will actually improve it. And then also I found this article that was talking about single family rental demand is through the roof. And I don't know if you own rental properties or if you've been out there looking for a rental or know somebody that has. It is tough out there, and a lot of people would prefer to have a single family home as opposed to having a rental, you know, complex and that kind of stuff. And, you know, as you drive around town, you can't help but notice the number of rental complexes that are going up. I mean, it seems like everywhere you look, you see those elevator stacks that they're going in, and then all of a sudden, like a week or two later, all of the, you know, framing and everything is done for those projects to be done. And then before you know it, it's got people living there. And so there's a ton of those things going on around town. But basically, you know, the other thing that people are looking for is that they want to rent single family homes. And I was working with somebody last week, and the thing that she said to me is she said, well, you know, I'm not sure I want to make a decision on purchasing a home this quickly. You know, when I see it, I don't know that I'll be ready to pull the trigger. And the thing is that I, you know, told her that, you know, basically in this market, you really don't have a whole lot of time to see, you know, what's going on. I think we had looked at five houses and there were two of them that were ones that she absolutely loved and would be perfect for what she was looking for. And both of them had offers within 24 hours. So if you want to do something in this market, you know, you have to be able to pull the trigger quickly. And I think it is even more quickly when it comes to rentals, especially on the single family homes. And there is so much competition and everything on there that the single family home rental market, that there are some built for rent communities that are coming on board. Now, I've been searching for these in Central Florida and I haven't seen them yet. I've heard that they're somewhere out there, but I haven't found them yet. And but in the last 5 years, the number of homes built exclusively for rent has increased 30%. Now, I do know that there are people that have built homes and then they put them on the market for rent immediately. And I have seen a lot of that happening. And so when you're out there, you know, looking for rentals, I mean, obviously they're going right away. I mean, people are coming in town and they're like thinking, you know, they need a rental and they see this house and it's never been lived in. It's a brand new house. And it's like they're thrilled to actually get to rent that house. And so there are those properties and everything out there, but you have to be fast when it comes to it. When they come on the market, they're getting 4, 5, 6 applications immediately. They're not sitting on there long. So basically when it comes down to it, when you get ready to rent, buy, whatever it is that you want to do, you have to be ready to make the decision immediately in this market. And, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, there are things that you can do to ensure that you made the right decision and do your homework and everything. And if you want to have a house, you know, in many cases, you have to decide pretty quickly. Now, it may come after several weeks or even sometimes some months of actually looking around. So I'm not saying that the first time you go look, you have to buy. What I'm saying is that you have to get yourself familiar with the market. But when it's time for you to buy, you do have to pull that trigger. And you can't wait thinking about it for days on end, because we've seen many clients do that time and time again. And then as a result of it, they're going, I wish I would have, you know, put an offer on that house because it really was perfect for me and they didn't do it. And so we don't like to see them do that, but we're not going to push you into purchasing a home, because the bottom line is that when the time is right for you, that's when you're going to do it and not before. And And I don't see any reason for you to be pushed into it. It's a big decision, but we're there to guide you and to walk alongside of you to make sure that you know all the pitfalls, that you know all the things that you need to do in order to get your offer accepted and to get those things enabled to move on. There was a house I showed to an investor last week as well. And, you know, so she ended up putting an offer in it, and it was listed at 249 and her offer was 265 cash and did not get it. There were 50 offers on that property. So I'm not sure how much somebody paid for it yet, but I'll be able to find out after it closes. But basically the bottom line is that there is an awful lot of competition. And when the houses are priced right, they're in a good, you know, area and all of that kind of stuff, they're definitely going to garner a lot of competition. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, I think that everybody's asking, you know, why this housing shortage that it's caused, you know, kind of like buying a house is kind of like buying a car. It's like you've got to buy what's on the lot. There's not a lot of choices and everything out there. Now, the bottom line is like we said, just even in the holiday week last week, there was still 410 houses that sold, and then an additional 147 condos. So there were, you know, close to 600 properties, 550 or something like that, that sold just last week. And this week it'll be a lot higher because it's the end of the month and everything as well. So when it comes down to actually looking at it, there are houses that are selling and there are people getting it, which is what I'm saying all the time. So when it comes down to finding what you actually want to do, you know, you just have to let us know what you want to do, and then we can guide you through that so that we can find you that perfect house and that you can find it with the least amount of hassle and find it at the price that you want, in the neighborhood that you want, and all of those kinds of things. Now, we cannot create things that do not exist on the market. Don't get me wrong, basically, but we can operate optimally within the market. And we're always looking for properties that are not on the market, so you're not competing with everybody and their brother to get it. And, you know, for example, we did sell this week a new home that's going to be done in January. And this person was looking at, they had picked a couple of houses that they wanted to see. And then we had picked some houses for them to see. One of them was this new build that was going to be done. And so it wasn't available on any of the online sites or anything like that, but we actually found it. They're totally thrilled with what it was. It was far superior to the other houses that they had looked at. And they didn't have any competition. They didn't have anybody else that was bidding against them to get this house. And they're going to be able to close in, I think it's about 45 days when the house is actually going to be completed. So it actually ended up being a really win-win situation, you know, for them. And basically when it comes down to it, you know, it's like, that's what we want to see for everybody, is that you don't have to compete. However, in this market, there are times when you do. And so you need to have your best foot forward to make sure that you know, what you want to do and all of that kind of good stuff. So, you know, I was talking about rental houses, and basically they're Wall Street is involved now in some of these rental, you know, houses that they've got. They poured $6 billion into the single family rental segment during the first quarter of 2021, just the first quarter. So, you know, that's the other thing that's going on right now, is that when people are out there looking at houses, many times they're bidding up against Wall Street investors and cash and all of that kind of stuff. And they're like going, how can I compete? And I have the perfect thing of what you can do to compete. And I'm running out of time now, so I will catch you after the break on that. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and I'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I was talking in the last segment about how there are so many people that are looking to rent single-family homes, and there are Wall Street investors that purchase single-family homes to rent out to people. And basically, what it comes down to, though, is that there are close to most of the single-family homes that are for rent are basically the mom-and-pas, you know, the people like you and I that are out there that we own homes and we're renting them out to other people. And so that's where most of them come from. But when you, as a first-time buyer or somebody that's looking to purchase a home, and many times you're thinking, okay, you know, how am I going to compete against these Wall Street people or these other people that have cash in order to get this particular house that you want to live in? And that can be a problem. And so there's basically about that. There's two programs out there that we're working with right now that can allow you to make a cash offer on a house and still get a loan. And one of the companies actually is a lender. And so what they do is they get you pre-qualified. They check out the house from an appraisal standpoint and all of those kinds of things. Just a rough appraisal. You're not paying for an appraisal. You're not doing any of those steps that you do once you have the house under contract. But they have kind of what they call an appraisal guarantee. So they guarantee that, you know, that the house is going to appraise or that they're going to lend you that money, you know, regardless. And so what they do then is that they will make a cash offer on your behalf or give you the backing of cash is really what it is when you're putting in that offer. So you can actually put in a cash offer on a home that you're going to buy with a loan. So how great is that, right? And because they're the lender, there's not a lot of extra fees that are involved in able to do that. So you would think that maybe there would be a lot of extra fees in that. And with this particular company, there really isn't, because what their goal is to get you, you know, with the loan. And they know that if you put in a cash offer, that you're going to be more likely to get the offer accepted. And so they're just kind of going out on a limb with you to make sure that, you know, you get the deal. And so that's one of the companies that we're working with. Another one is one that you can use whatever lender that you want to in order to do it. And they have several options of what you could do. So if you just make the offer, they, again, go through and look at your paperwork and everything like that to make sure that you're going to be good and everything with it. And what they have is they have the first program that they have is that if you just make the offer with their cash, you know, that their cash backing, so you're able to make a full cash offer, you know, and all of that kind of stuff. And then you close with your own loan, then it costs 1% for you to be able to do that. So you don't even use their cash, but they're making 1% on the purchase of your home, basically by just going ahead and, you know, saying, hey, we'll offer cash for this home. Now, you might think when you start looking at it, and you might think, well, that really doesn't make a whole lot of sense because you're paying 1% extra. But if you're going to get your offer accepted or not get accepted, I mean, first of all, it could mean you're going to get the house or you're not going to get the house for that 1%. Secondly, if, you know, in many cases, you know, when I'm working with sellers, which we do all the time, obviously, that there are times when we have, like, for example, we had a house recently that the house was listed at $300,000. The highest cash offer we had was $315,000. The highest financing offer was $335,000. And basically, the seller said, we don't want anything to do with the financing. We'll take the $315,000 and call it a day for a couple of reasons. One is which, because they didn't have to worry about an appraisal, even though the financing people were going to bring $10,000 above appraised price, you know, to the closing. But they were concerned. They said, well, what if it appraises at $300,000? Then we're only going to get $310,000. And even if it appraises at, you know, $315,000, I mean, they could get $10,000 above, you know, what that appraised value is at 325, but they were going to have to go through the hassle of somebody having a loan and that, and they just didn't want to do it. And maybe many sellers come from that position. And so is it worth it to get that house to just pay that 1%? I think many times that it actually could be, and you wouldn't have to pay as much for the home. That financing people, they were going to pay 335, but if they would have paid 320 with the cash offer, they would have gotten the home. So that's a lot less than 1%, right? Or a lot more than 1%, I'm sorry. So when it comes down to it, you know, that's definitely a great option out there. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So another program that's out there by the same company, you know, this is the one that you can use any lender. They kind of check you out and see, you know, kind of what's going on, talk to your lender, make sure you're approved and all that kind of good stuff. And then if, you know, like I said, if they don't have to use their money, then it costs you 1% and that's it. You know, but if your lender delays and you're not able to close the loan on time and they kick in and they actually pay cash and buy that home for you, which they are willing to do, then the price goes up to 2.75%. And then the thing that you can do on top of that is that you can rent the house back from them at market rent until your loan actually does close. And you don't have, you know, dual closing fees and all that kind of stuff, that they've been able to get around that somehow or absorb the cost in it or whatever. I'm not sure exactly how they do that. But basically, it comes down to that they actually can go ahead and they can, you know, buy the house for cash for you if your loan is delayed. And so you know exactly when you're moving in and what's going on and all that kind of stuff. So again, that costs 1.75% more than the other way. But you're not going to lose the house. You're going to be able to move forward. And they have all these protection things that if the appraisal comes in lower of what you can do and all those kinds of things. So I just find it great that there are these companies out there that are willing to do these things. And they're not programs that are for everyone, because everyone doesn't necessarily want to use them and they don't have to. But if you do want to, there are options out there for you and there are ways to do it. And going in with a cash offer is always going to be better than going in with a financing offer, because it just makes it cleaner and the seller doesn't have to be as concerned of, is this really going to close or is it going to close on time or what's happening or whatever. And so it definitely makes a difference that people can actually go in there and they can, you know, have everything be on time, and that way they don't delay everything else from going on. I mean, we've been involved in situations where the buyer is buying their first time home, the seller of that home is buying their next home, and then the people that are selling the next home that guy's going in, buyer B, the seller for that one is going to buy another home. So you have a whole train of people that are all lined up planning on boom, 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 that all this stuff is going to happen. So if something happens with the A guy's loan and it doesn't get closed on time or something happened, then it creates a whole effect down the path that a lot of people are affected. It's not just, you know, the seller of that particular house, it's the next house and the next house. And, you know, many times it goes on and on and on from there. So the timeliness and all of that stuff that happens, I think is critical. So basically the thing that I'm trying to tell you is that there are options out there. And so you just have to, you know about it. And we're more than happy to help in any way that we can. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestate.com, and we will see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, You can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically in the last segment, you know, we were talking about really if you are a buyer, how you can win with cash and how you can have programs. So there's two companies that I'm aware of now that we're working with that can actually put in cash offers for you. And like I said, the fees are not outrageous in order to do that. And so it's something, you know, for you to consider, not for everybody, but definitely there are options. And that's not just the only option that's out there. There's a lot of other things that we can do to really, you know, make things work well for you and smooth and make things happen. So I think everything's great. Now, another thing that's going on out there, it's like always things are happening, right? But basically windows and glass and everything are in short supply. I was at a new builder last week working with somebody, and the house was supposed to be done in mid-January, and now they're saying that it could be as late as March. And the reason is because of windows, that glass has joined the list of building materials in short supply. And basically, shower door manufacturers and window installers report glass shortages. And so they're saying that the delays can go from 4 to 15 weeks, although some are stretching up to 45 weeks, which is really crazy. So basically, most of the glass is made in China, Mexico, and India. And, you know, most of them export all of the glass and stone to the U.S. So basically that's another thing that's happening out there, is that there is a glass shortage. And so if you are looking at a new house and you know, I just think of, okay, so you have a repair, you know, it's like a window breaks or something in your house, and then you have a problem getting new glass. I mean, it's like there's refrigerators and washer and dryers and all kinds of things that are in short supply right now. And so glass has joined the list. So just another thing that's happening out there. But on good news, and everything of what we're talking about today is that, you know, one of the things that I saw, a thing that I thought was a really good reminder, is that it is the holiday season where everybody's out there putting out their lights for Christmas and all other kind of holidays that you want to do. So why not do a mini home inspection when you're putting up the lights? I mean, you're up there looking at areas of your house and attaching lights and things to areas of your house that you don't always look at. So there's some simple things that you can do a quick little inspection when you're setting up lights, and you're probably going to run into it anyway. And the first one is electrical outlets. Is a plug no longer working? And isn't that great when you're going to hang up your lights and you go to plug them in and they just don't happen to go on? So that's obviously something that's kind of obvious, but something to look at. And then the circuit breakers, you know, why you're putting the outdoor displays out and everything. Maybe the circuit breakers are tripping, and so, you know, to check that out to see if something's going on with them. Overgrown shrubs, and this is something that we are so lucky to have here in Central Florida, because everything grows so quickly. It's awesome, but at the same time, sometimes things can get out of control. So plants should be about 2 feet from the house to protect the foundation. And so if things are getting a little bit out of control, it's a good time to cut them back and everything during this time while you're out there putting up the lights. Roofs and gutters, if you're on a ladder to hang the lights, look at the roof and gutters. Are the gutters clogged? Is rainwater pooling next to the foundation? Are any shingles missing on the roof? You know, all of those things add up. So it's just something that gives you a chance to look at. Another one is pest damage. You know, you might see something that's going on that you weren't aware of when you're out there looking at those parts of your house. And then, you know, is there any kind of wood rot or damage to any other parts of the house that you just happen to see? So, I mean, it's just being aware when you're out there, you know, hanging Christmas lights. It's a good thing to do. And so I thought it was just a cute little thing to put in there. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I'm not going to get to our free report this week because I don't have a whole lot of time left, but I can go over basically, you know, our house of the week. And this is a house that I actually saw. It's actually, you know, a mobile home that actually owns the land and everything. So that's all good. It's in St. Cloud, and it actually is on the market for $145,000, a two-bedroom, one-bath, no HOA, you know, anything. So people that are on a budget, this might be a good property for you. It definitely, not sure exactly what kind of financing you can get for it. I think it's going to be more cash because it was actually built in the 60s. And as a result of that, it's going to be tough to get financing on it. But basically, it is in a cute little area in St. Cloud. It does say that it can have conventional and FHA and those kinds of loans, but I'm not 100% sure that that's accurate. But it's on city sewer and city water, so you don't have any of those worries or anything that it in it, and it's close to downtown St. Cloud. And it's just a cute little property. It's got the washer and dryer are in a shed. The backyard is 75% fenced, so if you wanted to have it completely fenced, you know, for a dog or something like that, you could just add one wall is basically what it is. So I just thought that was a cute little house that was out there and everything. And, you know, there are a lot of great properties that are out there, and you might get discouraged thinking that they come on and they come off really quickly. I know that when I was looking at properties in the last couple of days for people, and, you know, all of the houses that we were looking at were between 1 and 3 days on the market for the most part. And as I tell my sellers, I like to keep at least seven. And the reason is because we want to make sure that everybody can get in there. If you just put it on there for a weekend, you know, yes, you're going to get a lot of offers, but everybody might not be able to come. So if we try to put it on there for a full week, we're going to get, be able to at least get a large portion of people to be able to look at it and get that best deal. And, you know, when we're looking at multiple offers, I mean, it definitely takes more time to go through them and sift through them and figure out, you know, what's the best possible solution for the seller. But we're more than happy to do that, because what we've found is that with doing it that way, that, you know, the average realtor today is, the average sale is about 99% of asking price. And what we're getting is 106.7. So that's putting 7.7% more in your pocket if you just do a couple of things to keep your house on the market for a little bit longer. Like I said, it's only a week. And then as a result of that, you're being able to do that. Now, it's not just put your house on the market and it sells in a week. I'm being a little facetious here. You know, it is having it priced right. It is doing the marketing that it takes in order to get those people in there. It's having the right photography, and the list goes on and on and on. And the interesting thing, I was talking to one of our agents earlier this week, you know, you always think that the transaction, even if it's cash or something, that everything's going to go smoothly, but it doesn't always go smoothly. There's always something that we run into, and I always like to say that we're like that duck that's running along the out on the top of the lake, that it just looks very serene and everything's going like really smooth, but underneath, you know, those feet are paddling pretty hard to get where they want to go. And basically, you know, that's our goal, is that everything for you is very serene, but underneath, you know, we're pedaling hard to make sure that that all the bumps and bruises and everything that could happen definitely don't happen, and we get it to that next level. So there's always something that it seems like happens in every transaction, and you know, that and hopefully it comes to fruition. And I would say 99% of the time that we do get it, so that it works out. And, you know, like I've said before, unfortunately in our market, about 40% of them do not close in general, and ours is a lot bigger percentage. So I'm very, you know, happy about that. But our time is up for this week, so it's been great talking with you. In order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.